This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Missouri's seven veterans homes have been dealing with some serious staffing shortages. Elisa Nelson is with Paul Kirchhoff, the executive director of the Missouri Veterans Commission, about a federal grant that has been delivered to help bolster staffing levels at these homes.
Let's start off by talking about how the grant will work, and then we'll get into some of the staffing shortages that you've been dealing with. So let's start off. Tell us how this grant's going to work.
So this is a grant that we worked closely with the Veterans Administration as well as the OA Personnel Advisory Board to get approved. We want to make sure that we did it right. And so we finally got approval for it. We're very happy to do that, or to finally get that approval. But what it does is a one-time differential of $920.42. So our current senior support care assistants and support care assistants are eligible for it. So that is our certified medical technicians as well as our certified nursing assistants, the senior nursing assistants as well. And then on top of that, anyone who's hired into those positions between March 1st of this year and July 1st would also be eligible. So it's a reward for those that have stuck with us over the last couple of years, as well as maybe a little bit of an incentive to bring people in the front door. We'd like to talk in terms of that we want to make sure that we get people in the front door, the new people into our staff, but we got to close that back door too. We got to make sure that those staff that we value, that are certainly a great part of what we provide to Missouri's veterans, stay with us for the long term, because we couldn't do it without them. Our CNAs are the backbone of what we do in taking care of Missouri's veterans in the nursing homes.
Why CNAs? Why the techs specifically?
Those are the positions that we have the highest turnover rate and, quite frankly, the highest vacancy rate as well. So we're trying to do what we can to help them. We've done work as far as the nurses, and that was taken care of in a big part by the last year's raise in pay that was proposed and brought forth by the governor and approved by the legislature. So that helps stem that tide. But at the CNA rate, or the CNA level, that's an entry level position for us, and so we're competing not only with other long-term care facilities, but also Starbucks, Dollar General. There's in Warrensburg, there's a large warehouse, I think it's Dollar General, just down the road, literally down the road, that pays more than what we can pay our CNAs. And probably it's an easier job than what we asked our CNAs to do. It is a labor of love to take care of elderly, and so it's just hard to compete.
What is the going rate, if you will, for CNAs and the techs?
It's generally around $17 an hour.
Okay. And then talk about the staffing and the vacancy rate. How deep do those go?
So our vacancy rate for CNAs is about 55%. So we're a little over half staff on our CNAs, 32% for our senior support care assistants. And again, those are the backbone of what we do. Those are the ones that take care of those veterans. And if we don't have the CNAs within the home, then we can't accept new veterans. So our veteran population, our census, is about 50% capacity of what we can take in or could if we were fully staffed. So there's a direct correlation to the number of veterans we can care for and the number of staff that we have. We have, not only is it the right thing to do to take care of, to make sure that we can take care of the veterans properly, but we also have to meet VA, Veterans Administration standards for the number of staff to patient ratio.
So are you on like an admission freeze because of your staffing shortages, or not so much?
So each home is a little bit different. So in three of our facilities in Cape Girardeau, Cameron, and Mexico, we are accepting. We're even opening up some of the previously closed wings so that we can accept more of those veterans in. But in our other other four homes, it's just if we lose a veteran or one transfers somewhere else, then we'll replace them with maybe one or two additional veterans. So it's a very paced number of veterans. As another thing, if you can't just bring in bulk numbers of new patients, new veterans, because you have to get to know the veteran, know what their eccentricities, maybe some of the, know their physical, what they're capable of, what they're not capable of. And if you put too much on staff with too many veterans at one time, it makes it very difficult on our staff and isn't fair to those veterans.
So does that mean you can't contract then to fill some of those holes that you have?
So we've taken a lot of different tacks in the past. During the emergency when we were in COVID, we would use we had guards people come in. We had SEMA brought in a few staff to help backfill us. But now that we're not in that state emergency, if we were to do that, and we do, we have contracted staff. That come in on a short time basis, but again, they don't know those veterans like what we would want our full time staff to know to be able to take care of those veterans properly. So while we do have contracted staff, we try to limit it for care and also just expense. The contracted staff is very expensive, and you know it can be a morale detractor to our full-time staff to know that they're doing the same thing that a contracted worker is doing for a lot less money. So we try to keep that to a minimum.
How did you arrive at the $920 price range?
So that's part of the negotiation where we're working with the VA and the number of staff that we have. So it's just we had to get to a dollar amount that the VA would allow us. And then we put our number of staff that we expected or projected to be recipients of the grant money.
All right. This is Show Me Today. And I'm Elisa Nelson. A federal VA grant has been awarded to help Missouri bolster staffing levels at the state's seven veterans homes. Missouri Veterans Commission Executive Director Paul Kirchhoff joins the show to talk about the grant. Is there anything really unique about Missouri's veterans homes, staffing shortages whatsoever? Is that kind of what we're seeing across the country as well?
Yeah, we've spoken with other veterans, state veterans homes administrators throughout the country, and this is a nationwide problem. We spoke very recently with Nebraska's, and in many cases, they're actually in worse shape than we are in some of their more remote areas. It's just they're running into the same problems that we are. That one, you're competing with other long-term care, and as I said, the businesses down the road who are able to provide a set calendar, set schedule, probably an increased pay, those sort of things that we as Veterans Administration can't really do.
Is the recreational marijuana and the medical marijuana sales, are those helping the Missouri Veterans Commission with some of the overall costs that you have?
Sure. I think we received about $13 million last year in medical marijuana. Now, there are a lot of unknowns with if we were to project in the upcoming year, how is the adult use marijuana going to affect our our medical marijuana income? So for us, it has been very helpful. It has helped stem some of the tide, but the future is a little unknown for us as well.
Now, is the federal grant, is it also helping for this nursing assistant training course that you have, or is that just in addition to what you're offering?
So we offer and have always offered certified nursing assistant training to our staff. It's free of charge. You get paid while you're taking the class at a little bit lower rate than what our full-time CNAs get paid, but we're training you. And so that was something that we've seen the need all along, that we have to train our staff to the proper level, and we want to make sure that we do that at minimal cost to those people that are interested in coming to our homes.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.